We have been taking important steps to getting unstuck. And now we have a vision of how every day can renew itself. But the practical side of things must be attended to. What are you supposed to do? Because stuckness is mental, you need to apply a new mental attitude. As different as individuals may be, the same attitude applies. Refuse to accept second-hand experiences. Ask for and create first-hand experiences. Let's go into this a little. Experiences become second-hand in various ways. When you do what someone else tells you to do, when you live up to someone else's low expectations, and when you do things that really are not true to yourself, your experience is second-hand. You're not the author of the experience, someone else is. That someone else could be your parents, friends, immediate family, or people at work. How do you know it's happening? You feel unsettled, frustrated, and pressured. Another sure sign is that feeling of relief when you get out from under any kind of pressure and can simply be yourself. It would make things much simpler if all we had to do was be ourselves all the time. But in reality, life is about cooperating and adapting to other people. If you respect no one and place no value on the feelings of others, you can be yourself all the time, but you won't be having true first-hand experiences. You will merely fall into the well-worn groove of the outsider and the rebel. Rejecting everybody all the time is just as stale as conforming all the time. First-hand experience is measured by your personal feelings because emotions are a subtle guide in any situation. One reason people are thrilled to fall in love is that it feels new, exciting, original, and immediate. You should have some flavor of that in everyday experiences too. If you can say, "I love this moment," even when nothing big is happening, you're enjoying first-hand experience. You aren't repeating anything that someone else told you to do, say, or think. The beauty of life is that love can be perceived everywhere. At the end of every day, you can look back and say, "That was my day and no one else's. I was the author of the day." There is no higher form of creativity. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. Today, I'm completely free of the past. Today, I'm completely free of the past. Now, let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now, gently introduce the mantra, Rasa Hum. Rasa Hum. This mantra means, "My life expresses the joy and freedom of all life in every moment." Repeat it silently to yourself. Rasa Hum. Rasa Hum. Rasa Hum. With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open and receive just a little more. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. Rasa Hum. Rasa Hum. rasaham. Please continue with your meditation. I'll mind the time, and when it's time to end, you'll hear me ring a soft bell. Rasaham. 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 today I'm completely